jets take flight, you make the call on a face mask, and something we need more of. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. If you watched the Class D boys basketball finals back in March, you saw one of the most athletic teams to come along ever out of the Upper Peninsula overpower their opponents en route to the title. Well, those Jets from Powers North Central High School, located at the intersection of US 2 and US 41 about a half hour west of Escanaba, are at it again, with most of those basketball players leading an 8-player football team that's averaging 72.7 points per game. The Jets basketball team averaged 71.4 points per game and going 27-0 last year. As you'd expect, it's quarterback Jason Witten's leading the way. Witten scored a game-high 19 points in the basketball title win over Morenci in March. The Jets made the move from the 11-player to the 8-player game this season, but Witten's told MHSAA network affiliate WUPF in Escanaba he doesn't see a big difference between the two.
To me, there's not that big of a difference. Yeah, there's bigger gaps to run with the outstanding linemen we have, and there's a lot of gaps you can run at, and it's a faster game, I think. But compared to our style last year to this year, to me, it's not that big of a difference.
The Jets finished the regular season atop the 8-player Associated Press rankings and have a district final game Friday night at home with Rapid River. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Wayland sophomore diver Allison Schaefer, who has set school records this season in both the 6 and 11 dive competitions, and to the Gladwin boys soccer team, which won its first regional title last weekend in a shootout victory over Ludington. Snacking before practice or a game can energize a workout. A pre-exercise snack can help settle your stomach and fuel your muscles. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Play ball, play ball, play ball.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Late in a key game that's tied, it's third down and goal from the 12-yard line after a sack has pushed the offense back. On the third down play, the quarterback is scrambled and is pulled down again for an apparent sack, but he's pulled to the ground by his face mask. The officials throw the flag and correctly rule it's a personal foul, face mask foul. What's the next down? Under high school rules, personal fouls are not an automatic first down. On this play, the officials would walk off the yardage penalty of half the distance, and third down would be replayed again. The only fouls that give the offense an automatic first down are the roughing fouls, roughing the kicker, passer, holder, and long snapper.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. In journalism school, they taught us that covering the news was to report the unusual things that happened, things that weren't the norm in the world around us. A far cry from covering sports, where we were taught back in the day that the sports section was the best place to read about people's achievements. So I don't know exactly how to categorize what took place a few weeks ago when Lanesburg and Dansville were engaged in a very competitive football game and everything stopped for a random act of kindness, a random act of sportsmanship that's gone viral. Lanesburg quarterback Kevin Kading had dropped to a knee between plays to try to tie a shoe, but he was wearing gloves and having a tough time. Across the ball came Dansville's Clay Soule to help him. It wasn't that big of a deal for Soule to help out, but it became a big deal when the photos and the video fanned out everywhere. It caught everyone's attention that such a kind act was unusual, the litmus test for news coverage we were taught, but it should be what we expect all the time in school sports. People treating people the way we'd like to be treated, with concern and respect. So Soule's accomplishment, the kind of thing we should be reading in the sports section daily instead of all the other drama that's come to dominate it, perhaps shouldn't have been reported. But I'm glad it was. It was a reminder of what school sports are all about. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.